Okay.
As far as the rest of them, I know that I sent reports and the director sent some reports out. If there's any questions on any of them, before I just highlight a couple, I'd be happy to take them. I don't want to go through B through AA. I mean, it goes all the way through Z and then around AA again. So I'm happy to talk about any of them, and we did send out explanations prior to, so if there's any that stuck out, I know Barb had a question. And actually, while you're looking at that, I'll cover one that I did get a question about, and it was about where, let's see, let me get to it here. The question was about hiring and using people to test potential students with disabilities that do not reside in Westlake. And I did talk to Stephanie about that, and you correct me if I'm wrong with the answer, Stephanie, but what it is that if students are attending school within the Westlake borders, then we are responsible to test them. Right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Child fine obligations go with district of service. So that's defined as any non-public or public school within our boundaries.
So we test them, but we aren't responsible for the rest of the financial obligation as far as providing services then. That would be their city of residence, right?
In most cases, correct. There are the two non-publics that do choose to participate in our federal IDEA grant fund. So of the IDEA grant money that we get, a number generated by the number of identified students that they have in their school, we have to flow through, like they get a portion of that money, and then they put those students on service plans, and that money is used for the services that they've elected. So for example, both St. Bernadette's and St. Paul choose speech therapy services. So the students who have disabilities that require speech support are on service plans, and that money gets put toward them. So we have some role in serving some of the kids, but for other non-publics, you know, they're on their own if they choose not to participate in that process.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
We had a site visit today. Any preliminary news on our site visit?
My understanding, and I don't know if Stephanie received any information, but the site visit for preschool, you mean? So the site visit for preschool, from what I understand?
So some minor changes. Adding some additional sentences about sick children to our handbook. So I was making those changes before I came here. Just confirmation, which I was just texting Mr. Kosovar about, just confirmation on the square footage for our preschool only playground, because that determines the number of children we can have out there at any one point in time. So everything so far looks good. We just have to get those changes. They'll review those changes when they come for the actual site visit. So just, you know, waiting on the paperwork.
All right, super. Thank you. Thanks. Would you care to comment on just a couple of things there?
Absolutely.
Mrs. Maxwell?
Sure.
I think about the interaction with Belfair and the activities that they're going to engage in. Mm-hmm. And I was curious, do we categorize their activities? Do we track them and anonymously report on all that, all those things that Belfair is doing as they interact with us?
I'm not quite sure what the anonymously report to.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily want to know if a specific child was receiving services, but in general, how.
Are we getting reports on what they're doing? Yes, yes, we do. And he's asking about Belfair. I know you just stepped out for a moment, and Kathy could touch on it too. So last year was the first year that we used Belfair, and it was primarily at the high school. And it was for different types of groups and some different type of counseling. We did have Alicia come in and give us a report. Did I say it right, Alicia?
Alicia Singer.
Got it. And she came in and gave us a report during one of our forum sessions. But she is moving into the middle school and DIS this year. And my understanding, in the middle school, it's going to be more instructional with coordinating with the health teachers and getting inside the classrooms there. And in DIS, I think there will be some small group. But in regard to a report, like a generated report on, Stephanie has an answer.
They give us numbers. So okay. That's the same with New Leaf, which is another service that's similarly, sort of similar function. And so at any given point in time, we can ask them for number of students like seen,
right.
How many cases closed, how many cases closed due to parent non-response, different things like that. But typically, they're not necessarily disclosing the details of where their treatment plan is
okay.
with kids.
Sure. I know that within the community, and also as I have conversation with folks outside of the community, the district seems to be extremely progressive with our approach to these types of services. So thank you for all that work. Thanks for the work that our staff is doing. Thanks for reaching out to strategic partners and bringing them in as well. But we get a lot of compliments from the community and from outside of the community. So that's kind of what I was getting at. So
I'm very proud. We are progressive. I sat beside Alicia this morning. I wanted her to see the convocation so that she had a bigger picture of what was going on in the district. And
sure.
She, I think, got a little emotional because she was so impressed by the amazing things that are going on in the district. And she said, didn't use progressive, but she said innovative.
Gotcha. And as I have those conversations, some are asking, well, specifically, what's going on? Maybe that's just a conversation.
It can be. Here's the thing about it. When you talk about, so specifically what's going on, here's the cool part.
Yeah.
So we've had really strong folks inside many of those roles. And as people are leaving, a good amount of them left at the same time. And then as we brought in, we're able to bring in new people. A lot of them have been very like-minded, and we're seeing them really connect together. And I'll give you an example. So over the past few years, we hired Saskia as a counselor at the middle school. We hired Mallory as a counselor in the elementary school, Kendra, and now we have Chelsea, and now we have Molly. So those are five new counselors that are coming in with experience and ideas from other districts. And then when you align that with Chris LaVogue, Alicia Trunzo, and why am I drawing a blank?
Rebecca
Sawcheck, and the existing folks that we have as well. Those are eight new people inside that realm, and then you bring in Alicia Singer and other folks inside there. You have just a whole lot of new ideas coming in. And so an example that I'll give you is they're developing new programming. I walked into the high school earlier I walked in there on Friday, and I saw Jason Hall, who teaches health, Rebecca Sawcheck, and Dana Bale standing in a conversation about aligning. So you have a health teacher, a school psychologist, and counselor, so they're developing new plans. I sat and I talked to Alicia Trunzo, and she's working with an intern. And what they're doing is they're looking at redoing a response to intervention, we call it RTI, a response to intervention program that has a behavioral component. Response to intervention usually is more of an academic term, but she is developing a response to intervention program that incorporates behaviors. And she said there is not a model out there. So what's really neat for this intern is they get to help develop this type of a model. So we're seeing the people that we're bringing in really taking hold of this and not doing it in isolation, but kind of pulling together and really developing a great plan. So it's really kind of cool the way it's shaping out. And yeah.
Just a thought, but I know that that was one of the topics for CAC, mm-hmm. what, 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Do we give them any feedback on what we've been doing with our guidance department?
I would probably say I wouldn't give it, if we did, I wouldn't give it to them yet, because with bringing in Molly and Chelsea this year, I know Paul completely revamped the process that he's going through up there. So, you know, with Mark picking up some of the tasks, and then with Chelsea and Molly and Terry and Dana really focusing on students and parents interaction, they're really.
I was just thinking that they did all that work, and we, if I had done the research and did the work, it would be very welcoming, I think, to hear back a few years later what we've done with, that we've actually used some of their ideas and what we've done to strengthen the guidance.
Well, I know Paul has it on his desk. I mean, if you walk into Paul's office, he'll pull it. He has it in a drawer, and there are times he'll have tabs in it, and he'll show it to me and say, you know, we're still looking at this.
So, I mean, maybe in a year or two down the road, we could get back to them with an update.
Yeah.
I think they would appreciate it.
We're pretty excited. We think, along with that and with law enforcement on top of that, I think when you take the whole safety component with what we're doing with hardening the schools, what we're doing with the Guardian kiosk, what we're doing with law enforcement, what we're doing with counseling and health services, I think it's a lot of really, really good things.
Okay, any
other questions that I can answer, please?
I just had one other when it comes to some of the changes and tweaks to AP. We still have a very robust interest from our students when it comes to AP. I guess my question is as simple as that.
Yes, so there are some changes this year with the College Board.
Right.
Making some significant changes. Mm-hmm. They all have to redo their AP audits. Had a meeting with all the AP teachers on Friday, and they're on board. They know what they need to do, and it's still a great program.
Awesome. Good. So thank you.
We just have some work to do this year. But they're excited.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Okay, ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Okay, is there a motion to approve 6B through 6AA?
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions or discussion? No?
That's an all-time high for number.
I think it is. I don't remember an AA before, but double digits.
That's pretty impressive.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you. We're busy.
We're just rolling through.
Sure.
Getting it done.
Bus route. Lots of bus routes.
Lots of bus routes.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Marriott. Can you speak to that at all?
Either I can or
it's
Dave Gosar can.
It's the first one on there.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Please woke him up.
The Marriott bus route.
The first one listed has it going. I think it's either we're transferring at the Marriott is what it might be.
I don't know the answer.
Can you pull it up, Todd?
For you.
Yes.
Can you pull it up?
No, I can't on that.
Oh, you can on that?
No.
Okay, let me get the bus routes on here. Is this one of your programs?
That's what we're just talking
Stephanie?
About.
Stephanie?
So one of the Marriott is one of the work sites.
Yeah, for Lakewood, right?
For Lakewood.
West Shore.
And so my guess is perhaps we have students working in that program. You need to get there.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should know, my wife used to actually work that program.
But those are high school?
Yeah.
But so we transport?
We would, for students with disabilities.
Those are students with disabilities.
Okay. 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 I guess we're ready for roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, and that brings us to our second hearing of the public, which can be on any topic within reason.
It always blocks
things.
Just saying.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Come to the podium, state your name and address, and we will listen. Okay, hearing none, that brings us to board comments. I would like to, Mary sent me the schedule for the CAC meetings, and they did change it to 6 o'clock instead of 7.
That's nice.
And I do have, at least if we could get through the December meetings, is it the third Tuesday? I think it's the September 16th, October 21st, November 18th, and December 16th, and I think that's the third Tuesday of the month, right? And I cannot go the September 16th one because I have a...
It's on Monday.
Oh, it's, yes, it's on Mondays. Except for January and February with Martin Luther King Day and President's Day, it's on a Tuesday, so... Okay, so you'll take September 16th? Okay, that is a Monday. Okay, so we've got Joe for that. October 21st?
I can do that one.
You can do that one? Okay, thanks, Bob. And then we've got November 18th, which I would like to do one of those because I'm tentatively scheduled for the second knee surgery in January. So January and February might be a little iffy for me, so I'll take the November 18th one.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah. And then that leaves the December 16th one Monday, so...
I can do the
16th. Or I could do the December one and if it's... Whoa!
Just give him the gavel.
He's dead.
I saw it walking around.
My mom had a heart attack.
Joe,
you need to give it.
It was bothering my president.
I actually have one of those electrified. What? It looks like a tennis racket. It's electric, and you just it just smokes it. It does. It sizzles and smokes. So. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, where was I?
If the November one is better for you, I can do
I can't do the November one.
Okay.
And let me see.
I can do it if you want.
Can you do the December one? Either
yeah,
one of you
can? Yeah, December.
Okay, so we'll put, well,
December 16th.
Do we want to have Carol do one last duty?
I was thinking I would. The problem is, the reason I'm not running again, I have work meetings.
Gotcha. Okay, you're off the hook. You're off the hook.
I was going to look at October.
Don't worry about it. We got you covered. Okay, so Joe's in September, Bob is October, I'm in November, and John will take December, and then we will worry about the December 16th. It's a Monday. And then we can schedule the remaining ones, the first meeting in January. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You did enough over the years. And how many CAC meetings have you attended?
A lot.
So you
but
did
so
your duty.
All of you.
You did your duty.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all of you.
So any other board comments?
Congratulations to everyone on the team for the building.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It was great this morning. Obviously, it was a team effort, but yeah, it looked great considering. What it looked like even just a week ago.
Yeah, and I want to thank our wonderful art teacher. I went in to just, you know, I know generally you like to be there. Board members are skulking about, but I went in anyway, and I was just wandering around the halls, and I saw Sandy, our art teacher, on the first floor. Thank you, Laurenti. And I met her husband. They were getting the room set up, and she was so excited and showed me the stuff, and I took a picture. But then I'm walking by and saying hi, saw Jim and Kim, and just it's beautiful and it's exciting. They're there late, just you know, making it their home, nesting. I love nesting. But then Sandy said, "Well, if you know anyone who needs some art materials, Jim told me to purge, so I'm getting rid of the stuff we haven't used." And I said, "My art teacher needs it, so I have a boatload of." Some materials that, you know, they weren't using, that they don't need, some scissors and some crayons, and I'm really excited because our art teacher does need supplies
good.
And my budget is very limited, so
good.
I thank the district.
Better that somebody can use it rather
I'll
than
fill
it
out
right away.
Yeah, exactly. So
and we'll be doing
always
that.
Always looking for
we
donations.
Have, so in some of, in our old buildings, we have, you know, some of the furniture isn't in the best condition, but you know, as we go through, if there are things that we're not used, we have had schools call us, you know, charter schools, public schools, and that's what they would say is, don't throw it in a dumpster. You know, there are some schools that can utilize some equipment and some things that we're getting rid of.
We can adopt you.
I would love to be adopted by all of you. So, you take me on your vacation?
No.
You meant my school?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We'll adopt your school.
Okay, that would be lovely. Because we're trying to outfit, we're calling it our calm down room. We did some shameless plug for my school, Palm Elementary in Lorraine. But we did a book study last year on trauma-informed practices, and we've changed some configuration of where folks' rooms are, and we now have our de-escalation or calm down room, and we're starting it very slow, and we don't have a lot of materials, but we have some cool tiles, and we're going to put guinea pigs in there. Donate. So we're looking for donated things that our fire marshal won't throw out. They're pretty strict. I have found our fire marshal is a little more strict in, at our school anyway than I've seen here. So we'll see. Thank you. Shameless plug.
Anyone else?
Along the lines of our registration for the schools, I was just chatting with Mr. Wilson and some folks at the high school. Would we ever, collaborate, say, with high school counselors as a means of registration along with our registrar?
Yeah, and one of the things, and actually Barb and I had a conversation about this as well, and typically we would have our secretary at the high school help when it comes to registrations.
Okay.
This year in particular, Lisa's new.
Right.
And so I think that is probably going to be, because Marcia, if I'm not correct, Marcia would come up, Stephanie, and help
yes.
out. Yeah.
And so the interim plan for this year is Lucky Mary Shortreed, my assistant, has inherited some additional responsibility during this last push week before
sure.
school. And I had explained to Barb and Todd that I was late coming to the meeting because I took a registration appointment for a mom that needed after hours.
Could
so.
You just tell Joe what you told me prior to the meeting, why it has to be centralized?
Well, it doesn't have to be centralized. We chose to centralize it given the fact when I first got to Westlake before I really inherited
right.
registration, it was done at the buildings. And with the four elementaries, it was just across seven buildings, there was a lot of inconsistency that
right.
was taking place with what was accepted as a lease or a secondary residency and what was not. And so really focused on trying to increase the expertise of what counts as, you know, how to read custody documents, what counts as residential, primary, and secondary proof, so that we have it centralized and more consistent so that we can really gain that knowledge and be more efficient with that stuff, because there's a lot of really confusing situations that happen. Even for Cammie, who's really good at doing that, she's been in my office a lot with parents unmarried, what rights does dad have, that kind of stuff. So it's just not stuff that, I mean, if we chose a different model, we would certainly gear up and build the capacity needed
sure.
to do that, but it's not something that each counselor would necessarily be doing.
Got it. Okay.
As well, may I turn in?
Sure.
As well as families that might have more than one child in a different building. So they make one appointment as opposed to I have to set an appointment at the
right.
high school and take off work, and I have to make an appointment at the middle school, and then maybe I have a child at the elementary.
Right.
So it's being mindful
sense.
For.
So next year it should be alleviated if Lisa Weitzel will be.
Right.
Well, once they're registered, then they do go over to the counselors and they review their transcript or credits or report card that they have. So they're still involved in the scheduling process,
sure.
but they actually register here. Same thing at the middle school. Cammie gives them a little card that says, please reach out to Mrs. Grillo so that you can schedule your classes.
Now, what happens if they're not registered in time to attend the first day of classes? Does that ever happen?
Yes. So typically in like any, if you register in March, right, and you're moving, typically the buildings ask for at least a 2-day turnaround time because they want to make sure that when the kiddo comes in, we have a desk and books and supplies for them. So right now, and that's why Mary's helping this week, is because I have, as a priority, I think kids should be able to start on the first day to the maximum extent that we have available to make it happen. So we're doing this last push. You know, Cammie had 13 appointments to call back today to try to get in tomorrow and Wednesday before the start of school. So we're really pushing to make sure kids don't miss a beat. But eventually, you know, there's only so many hours in the day, so eventually we'll try to shorten up that time as much as possible.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anything else, Jim?
Okay.
Bob? Okay, well then, we are ready to adjourn. Is there a motion?
Second.
Roll call.
To adjourn at 7:45 PM, Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, okay.